Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 77. 59 tonight. Slight chance for storms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Temps below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 70.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities were investigating a shooting that was reported early this morning at Lake Shawnee, just east of Topeka. The incident was reported around 3:30 a.m. when an individual arrived at a Topeka hospital suffering from a gunshot wound. Shawnee County Sheriff's officials said the shooting was believed to have occurred on the west side of Lake Shawnee. There was no immediate word on the shooting victim's condition. The investigation continues. The National Weather Service has rated a storm that killed one person in northern Sedgwick County near the Harvey County line as an EF2 tornado. The tornado touched down around 1:20 a.m. on Sunday, about 5 miles east of the town of Sedgwick in Sedgwick County. Peak winds were 135 miles per hour. The most damage was done to a double-wide manufactured home that was bolted to a poured cement foundation. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So closer, I want to be. Felt so much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside, I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dogs have been evacuated from the Kansas Animal Shelter due to flooding. The animal shelter in rural Cowley County is working to recover from the weekend's flooding. A lot of people are asking why the shelter keeps flooding. Well, the shelter has always flooded. It's just recently gotten worse over the last few years. The Kansas Department of Transportation is aware of the problem, and the highway will be redone with a new drive and a driveway into the shelter. They want to give a big thank you to the shelters that reached out, groomers in the area, dog trainers and facilities and residents who offered places for the dogs. A set of World War I dog tags were discovered inside a Topeka antique store, and they're making their way back to the soldier's family more than a century later. The tags were found at Lost and Found Antique Mall in southwest Topeka, sparking a cross-country effort to reunite them with relatives in Hawaii. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Dane's carries tires? With every major brand and size from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires, Dane's has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Sailors from the USS Nebraska have been making their way across the state this past week, connecting with the submarine that bears the state's name and letting individuals around the state see how it actually functions and who actually lives there. As the USS Nebraska is an Ohio-class ballistic missile submarine that was commissioned back in 1993, serving as part of the United States Navy Strategic Deterrence Force, as members of the Gold Crew have been on an 8-day tour around the state, showcasing it to residents around the state.
I personally have never felt so appreciated in my life than from the Nebraska people. They've been so welcoming. I think we have somewhere between 20 and 30 cities that are different rooms on the ship are named after Nebraska. So my office where I live and work is referred to as the Lincoln Stateroom.
Different stops along the tour has included Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney, along with other locations. Mid-America Network News.
Count on Winnegar Drilling. We'll bring that water.
Is your flow running low? It's time to call Weniger Drilling. Maybe it's time to upgrade your well to a new solar pump. Weniger Drilling also offers numerous services, including water well plugging, sanitation, and co-compliance. Call today for a free estimate, 316-729-5881, or find them online at WenigerDrilling.com.
Weniger Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A full house was in attendance last week at a Gage County Planning and Zoning Committee meeting, with an overwhelming majority rising to speak against data center development. The meeting was moved to the district courtroom to accommodate well over 100 local residents. Many of them spoke during allotted three-minute public hearings that went on for nearly 3 hours. The discussion was not to allow or disallow any specific project, but rather to consider a moratorium on data center development. A recommendation for an 18-month moratorium will be taken to the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Impact to agriculture and wildlife, water and utility concerns, noise levels, impact on property values, and other drawbacks were noted during public comment. The moratorium period will allow officials to gather additional information and establish regulations for such projects going forward. An apparent teen suicide in Marysville Thursday, as 13-year-old Penelope Chapel died of a gunshot wound at a Third and Laramie residence. Marysville schools were open Friday with counselors available. Another teen suicide in recent weeks, as 14-year-old Wes Gibbs died June 11th at Centralia. Anyone struggling with emotions or who need to talk with someone, 988 is a lifeline available 24/7. Local authorities advising homes in the area listed for sale by Legina real estate agents are being fraudulently advertised on TikTok and other online platforms as rental properties. The scams are designed to obtain money and personal information from unsuspecting individuals. Scammers may request deposits, application fees, or advance rent payments for properties they don't own or manage. Before sending money or providing personal information, take time to verify identity of the person offering the property and confirm they are authorized to rent or sell it. Be cautious of deals that seem to be too good to be true, request for payment through unusual methods, or individuals who refuse to meet in person or show the property. If you believe you've been the victim of a scam, contact the local law enforcement agency as soon as possible. Marshall County Commissioners approved a disaster declaration due to recent heavy rains and flooding in Marshall County, and approved hiring Jeremy Milner as a deputy with the Sheriff's Department. Gage County authorities responded to a call of shots fired just after midnight June 13th at 204 North 9th Street. Reporting party and witnesses advised their neighbor had fired a single shot their direction while they were sitting outside in the backyard. Another shot was fired as deputies arrived. They were able to make contact. The suspect, identified as Mark Wilson, age 50, of Wymore, was detained and arrested without incident. Upon a protective sweep of the residence, female was located with no injuries at the residence, where an AR-15 rifle was recovered, along with a spent shell casing and a bullet hole in the screen of a window facing the reporting party's residence. Mark Wilson was arrested for unlawful discharge of a firearm, use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony and terroristic threats, and is taken into custody. In Marshall County, the bridge on 6th Road between Matador and Limestone in Walnut Township, west of Marysville, south of U.S. 36 Highway, is closed until further notice.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Hildred W. Smith, age 92, of Home, passed away Friday. A visitation is planned Monday from 1 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Eldred Smith. A visitation is planned Tuesday in Beatrice for Harry Mike Harlan, age 82, who passed away June 12th. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary. Family graveside service, the Evangelical Lutheran Cemetery at Lanham at a later date. Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mike Harlan. Services for Lanny E. Carpenter, age 82, of Marysville, who passed away June 17th, are planned July 18th at Marysville Methodist Church. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Lanny Carpenter.
Life moves fast, and important decisions deserve careful planning. At Westbrook Law Office, we handle estate planning, trust, probate, business formations, and real estate contracts with the personal attention our community relies on. I'm Aaron Westbrook, proud to serve Marysville and the surrounding areas. Let's secure your future together.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today's forecast, partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible in a Tuesday, otherwise staying partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible in a Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers are possible early on Wednesday, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, otherwise staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers continue throughout the day on Thursday, off and on, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and more rain showers possible throughout Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Another slight chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and more rain may continue throughout Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain early Saturday morning, sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late June 87, record high on this date 102. The average low 64, the record low 37. Sunset this evening 8:59, sunrise in the morning at 5:59. We received about 3/4 inch of rain Saturday evening here at studios in Marysville. Several rainfall amounts around the area topped an inch. Southern Gage County topped 2 inches, and west of Beatrice, they topped 3 inches Saturday night.
Ready for the annual backyard beetle reunion? It's all about the June bug on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 22nd, the 173rd day of the year. Actress Meryl Streep is celebrating a birthday today. Have June bugs made an appearance around your porch lights yet? Here are some interesting facts about those big beetles. While we consider them nuisances at best, the ancient Egyptians, who called them scarabs, considered the bugs extremely lucky. They were buried with royalty, and good luck tokens were carved for their images. For Native Americans, toasted June bugs were a medicinal treatment for anemia, dehydration, and other ailments. They're said to have a surprisingly sweet molasses-like flavor and a satisfying crunch. Something to think about as they buzz around the patio this summer. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach wrapped up last week saying that he is in support of the Big 12 when it comes to the lawsuit with the Texas Tech Red Raiders, as a federal court is still lingering on a potential ruling in the case between the Big 12 and Brendan Sorbsby. As according to Attorney General Chris Kobach, he says that while the details of the case may be moot, there are some bigger issues at play right now involving the Big 12 making decisions when it comes to allowing players and individuals to gamble on games.
The point where the attorneys general weighed in was not on those minutiae, but on the question of can the Big 12 enforce its own rules against gambling and ensuring fair play? And the answer is yes, they can. There's no federal antitrust statute or state antitrust statute that prohibits that.
The former Red Raider quarterback had admitted to placing bets on several different college and professional games, including those that involved his own team when he played for Indiana. The NCAA had initially ruled that he was ineligible to play. Mid-America Network Sports.
American value for American values. It's the deal of the year at Rusty Eck Ford. Happening now. Get employee pricing on brand new Fords. Yep, you heard that right. Employee pricing on brand new Fords. Save thousands of dollars on the F-150, Maverick, Mustang, Bronco, Explorer, Escape, and more. You pay what we pay. So hurry into Rusty Eck Ford and save on your next ride. Visit RustyEckFord.com. Family owned for over 70 years and simply the best place to buy. See dealer for details.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite team. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
The sporting events and celebrations continue in Kansas City for the FIFA soccer tournament. However, security has also been amped up with state and federal officials in the area after federal officials wrapped up last week saying that there has been a joint operation with state officials to intercept 8 different drones last week. WIBW reports that the interception of the drones was for violations of their temporary flight restrictions in the area for the Kansas City Stadium, along with the FIFA Fan Fest, where all 8 drones have been seized by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. They say 2 drone operators were issued misdemeanor violation notices by the Federal Air Marshal Services. However, outside of that, officials say that it's been overall pretty successful with fans getting together in the masses to celebrate the great festivities.
Sports soccer for us is everything. I'm trying to pass on, the same thoughts and ideas and traditions to my kids here in the U.S. And we try to do this more often.
Right now, it's in the bloodline. It's written down.
Mid-America Network Sports.
First and foremost, farmers, thank you for all you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than you'll ever know. At World Insurance, we want to work for you just as hard as you do for us. Spring acreage reports are due by July 15th, so stop by 715 Broadway here in Marysville or call me, Tammy Sabogic, 785-562-2393 to ensure you're fully covered. World Insurance in Marysville reminds farmers that spring acreage reports are due by July 15th.
There is a difference, a lot of difference.
We've helped a lot of families own their own home. We have several options available in mortgage loans. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, come in and see us. We're an equal housing lender. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
There's no place like the Jefferson County Fair in February, July 7th through the 12th. There's a carnival, USAC racing, beer gardens with live music, rodeos, livestock shows, Miss Jefferson County, free kids activities, delicious fair food, and the Remembering Our Fallen National Memorial. Plus all of the projects completed by the 4-H and FFA kids. You definitely don't want to miss it. It's the Jefferson County Fair in February, July 7th through the 12th. For a full list of events, log on to jeffcofair.us.
So
Celebrate National Pollinator Week by lending a helping hand to bees, butterflies, beetles, birds, and bats that help pollinate our gardens so we have seeds, fruits, and vegetables to eat. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by evaluating your garden. Make sure you have something blooming in the garden throughout the growing season. Select plants suited to your climate and growing conditions. If you need help selecting some of the better plants for pollinators, review the regional planting guides at pollinator.org. Include trees, shrubs, parsley, dill, and other plants the caterpillars feed upon. With a diversity of plants, you can easily overlook the leaf damage. Reduce or eliminate the use of pesticides that can harm the pollinators. Sanitation, barriers, traps, strong blasts of water, and hand picking can help minimize pest damage. Soon you'll find more birds, lacewings, and lady beetles visiting your garden to eat the problem pest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
That what sounds good for lunch question just got easier. Join us in Marysville from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. for Food Truck Fridays. Stop by the Marysville City Park for an awesome mix of local eats and food truck treats. Brought to you by One Marysville. Try the best Meals on Wheels the area has to offer, from savory to sweet, and make your lunch decision easy Fridays in City Park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Follow One Marysville on Facebook for this week's eats.
This city along the shores of Lake Michigan has long had an important role in the shipping and transportation of the area. And in World War II, it made changes to meet the demands of a global conflict. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
About halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay, on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll find the city of Manitowoc. As Kathy Green describes, this became a logical place for an important industry.
We're right here on the Manitowoc River, so geographically, we're a great place to put a shipyard together, and that's what happened here back in the mid-1800s.
Over the decades, these shipyards in Manitowoc grew with the shipping industry and the technology of the day.
From the mid-1800s, building wooden schooners, those are those two- and three-mast wooden ships that carried everything from grain to passengers. And as shipbuilding evolved, the shipyards here did as well. So into iron and steel-hulled vessels.
Shipbuilding changed once again here in the early 1940s.
When World War II came about and the Navy was looking for places who could build submarines, Manitowoc won one of those contracts, and we built 28 of those in the war.
Initially, the type of subs made here were constructed in Groton, Connecticut. However, there was a good reason to expand to Manitowoc.
Having these, you know, they call them the freshwater submarines, was really tactically important because this is a very safe area, right? So you're so far from the coast. We weren't vulnerable like an East Coast shipyard.
A location in the interior of the country was considered safer from a possible enemy coastal attack. They have one of those old subs here, the Cobia. His story next time as we travel the countryside in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.
It's one of the largest flea markets in Nebraska. It's a tradition. The 54th annual Pioneer Shrine Club Flea Market, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the beautiful City Park in Fairbury. This three-day extravaganza has everything you could ever want in a flea market. Food available, no admission. Don't miss the 56th annual Pioneer Shrine Club Flea Market, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the City Park in Fairbury.
Keep an eye on your hay bales. Desperate times bring out desperate thieves. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned to learn how to protect your hay from being ripped off as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
When the work keeps coming, you need a side-by-side built to get the job done. That's the all-new Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe. With a powerful 999cc engine, automatic dual-clutch transmission, and smart features like cruise and variable speed controls, it's made to handle the day's chores with confidence and composure. From one field to the next, the new Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe helps make the hard work feel easy. Find yours at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Of hay bale theft tends to rise when the economy is down or it was a bad growing season. Maybe the producer notices hay slowly disappearing over time, or the thieves take an entire rack of bales all at once. Brian Waddingham is the executive director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. He says thieves will take whatever is the most convenient for the crime, so make it harder for them to even consider it.
Obviously, the one that would be best is if you wouldn't have to leave the bales in the field overnight, that you could take them up to your farmstead and put them away. But, you know, if that's not an option, probably the next easiest method would be to put a gate across the field entrance, padlock it shut, just don't allow them access to get into the field. You know, you could also ask nearby neighbors to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity at night. They would happen to see lights in the field after dark.
Another option is to put up trail cameras that would capture a license plate number. Some have put a GPS device inside a bale, so if it starts moving, it could be tracked. It can be very difficult to prove the stolen loot was yours and get it back. But Waddingham says some states allow producers to mark hay with a colored food dye.
If the thieves are taking the bales home to use for their own livestock, you're probably not going to find it. But if they're going to take those bales and try to sell them at a hay auction and there's red or purple marks on them from the food dye, then it becomes a little easier to identify them and say they are my bales.
If you or your neighbors see suspicious activity in the field, call the sheriff and let them handle it. Waddingham recommends that you not try to intervene because you never know the mentality of these criminals. Learn more about preventing hay theft at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Do you rest or just pause long enough to make more money? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Amos 8, the prophet rebukes merchants who kept the Sabbath outwardly, but inwardly ask, "When will it be over so we can sell grain?" Their hearts are fixed on profit, and their greed leads them to cheat customers with dishonest scales and inflated prices. Amos reminds us that the true test is more than stepping away from work. It's trusting God enough to stop striving and refusing to let profit rule our hearts. When money becomes our master, integrity often becomes negotiable. But when God is our provider, we're free to work with honesty, rest with peace, and treat others with fairness. Real stewardship shapes not only how we earn, but who we become while earning it. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Community healthcare system, family medicine providers care for your growing family. With locations in Frankfort, Centralia, Onega, Holton, Westmoreland, St. Mary's, and Marysville, CHCS connects you to hometown care. From prenatal visits and delivery to newborn care and ongoing family health, CHCS is here from the start and for life. Visit chcsks.org.
A new report portends a big role for biofuels for the world's energy future. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Biofuels will factor heavily in the future of global energy. That's according to a report commissioned by U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, CEO Kevin Burkham.
This report points out a path forward and shows how biofuels can help restore profitability to struggling farms, turbocharge innovation, and expand ag's capacity to feed and fuel the world using fewer resources. This food versus fuel narrative, which frankly is not as prevalent as it used to be, especially in the U.S., that needs to go away. And this report, I think, shows how to do that.
The report was done by S&P Global Energy, and Vice President Kevin Lindemer says three global trends point to a promising future for biofuels.
Population growth is decelerating. In fact, there are some studies today that say we might actually have passed population replacement levels and fertility rates. And if we haven't, it's going to be very soon. Energy demand, particularly oil demand, is declining. Our fuels demand is peaking. And the third is agricultural productivity is outpacing the demand for food and for fuel.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The red winter harvest season has been unpredictable up until this point across the Central Plains, and our state of Kansas is no different from the rest of the region. Let's get an update from across the Central Plains for the winter wheat harvest. Harvest report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours, or you can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. The Kansas winter wheat harvest faced a highly turbulent weekend as combining crews across the state collided with unseasonal moisture fronts and a tough economic landscape. Fresh reports released over the weekend confirm that while cutting is technically moving ahead of schedule, late arriving rain and heavy humidity over the weekend forced operations into a frustrating holding pattern. The Kansas Wheat Commission warns that these untimely downpours will provide absolutely zero yield benefit to mature south central stands that are already dry and ready for the bin, instead only serving to keep heavy machinery sidelined on muddy field edges. The true toll of this challenging growing season was made clear in a comprehensive regional analysis released today by Harvest Public Media. Agronomist and market analysts confirmed that the relentless multi-month drought has triggered an unprecedented 20% crop abandonment rate across the state. K-State Extension experts emphasize that this level of field abandonment is incredibly uncommon for the region, leaving many producers to simply skip over zeroed out acres that were completely ruined by early freezes and a lack of moisture. For the fields that are being harvested, producers are immediately shifting focus to long-term risk management. A weekend economic briefing from Kansas State University highlights that declining global commodity prices are sharply increasing the likelihood of federal price loss coverage payments this fall. With marketing year averages tracking well below legislative reference prices for wheat, corn, and milo, these safety net payments are becoming vital for local farm survival. Looking past the cutter bar, a new K-State study released this morning urges growers to plant warm season cover crops like millet directly into wheat stubble immediately after harvest, utilizing residual soil moisture to secure crucial late summer grazing forage and protect against soil erosion. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources.
Resources.
With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
There's no place like the Jefferson County Fair in February, July 7th through the 12th. There's a carnival, USAC racing, beer gardens with live music, rodeos, livestock shows, Miss Jefferson County, free kids activities, delicious fair food, and the Remembering Our Fallen National Memorial. Plus all of the projects completed by the 4-H and FFA kids. You definitely don't want to miss it. It's the Jefferson County Fair in February, July 7th through the 12th. For a full list of events, log on to jeffcofair.us.
Keep an eye on your hay bales. Desperate times bring out desperate thieves. Stay tuned to learn how to protect your hay from being ripped off on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When the work keeps coming, you need a side-by-side built to get the job done. That's the all-new Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe. With a powerful 999cc engine, automatic dual-clutch transmission, and smart features like cruise and variable speed controls, it's made to handle the day's chores with confidence and composure. From one field to the next, the new Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe helps make the hard work feel easy. Find yours at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
The prevalence of hay bale theft tends to rise when the economy is down or it was a bad growing season. Maybe the producer notices hay slowly disappearing over time, or the thieves take an entire rack of bales all at once. Brian Waddingham is the executive director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. He says thieves will take whatever is the most convenient for the crime, so make it harder for them to even consider it.
The one that would be best is if you wouldn't have to leave the bales in the field overnight, that you could take them up to your farmstead and put them away. But, you know, if that's not an option, probably the next easiest method would be to put a gate across the field entrance, padlock it shut, just don't allow them access to get into the field. Ask nearby neighbors to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity at night. They would happen to see lights in the field after dark.
Another option is to put up trail cameras that would capture a license plate number. Some have put a GPS device inside a bale, so if it starts moving, it could be tracked. All bales look pretty much the same, so it can be very difficult to prove the stolen loot was yours and get it back. In some states, producers mark hay with a colored food dye.
If the thieves are taking the bales home to use for their own livestock, you're probably not going to find it. But if they're going to take those bales and try to sell them at a hay auction, and there's red or purple marks on them from the food dye, then it becomes a little easier to identify them and say, they are my bales.
If you or your neighbors see suspicious activity in the field, call the sheriff and let them handle it. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about preventing hay theft at agriculture.com.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
from Kansas State University. This is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. We are at varying stages of wheat harvest in Kansas, and for those who have yet to cut their fields, they might want to consider pre-harvest weed control. K-State weed specialist Sarah Gansky explains weed control options for wheat growers before they pull their combine into the field.
Sharpen and Valor. So saflufenacil is the active ingredient in Sharpen, and then flumioxazin. There's lots of different flumioxazins on the market, and they're really affordable. So those are two group 14 PPO inhibiting herbicides. They have good contact activity. Honestly, if I had big pigweeds or big kochia, either one, I know it's more pricey, but I would lean towards the Sharpen because you're going to be happier with the job that it does. The other advantage of Sharpen is that it only has a 3-day pre-harvest interval.
She notes a few more group 14 herbicides and other available chemical options.
Carfentrazone or AIM, it just tends to be not quite as effective on those bigger weeds. So I don't recommend that one very often. And then the last two that we can talk about would be 2,4-D and dicamba. So one of the drawbacks to dicamba is that there can be some concerns with germination for seed wheat. So the questions that I'm getting are coming from folks cutting seed wheat. So I'm not going to make that dicamba recommendation because I don't want them to have trouble with their seed wheat. The downside of 2,4-D is that it actually has a 14-day pre-harvest interval.
Gansky says what herbicide is absolutely not an option for weed control before harvest.
So gramoxone or paraquat types of products are illegal to spray as a harvest aid in wheats. It has to do with herbicide residues that can be found on the seed. And if, you know, you sell that green and as it's going through the process of inspections, if paraquat residues are found on that seed, it cannot be sold. The whole shipment is done. So we don't want to be that guy who makes that happen. So paraquat, I understand why it's tempting, but it is not legal, and it's not legal for good reasons.
That was Kansas State University weed specialist Sarah Gansky with what is available and is not available for weed management before wheat harvest. Learn more from a recent agronomy e-update at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through Monday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we continue to have mostly lower numbers across the board, and those have not budged towards the green at any point throughout the day. Over in the seeds market, we are now mixed to mostly higher across the board. And over in the livestock, the cattle have come back down a little bit, but are still leaning mostly higher. And the hogs, they continue to be mixed to mostly lower. In the corn market, July corn down 4.5 at 413 even, and September down 3.75 at 421.5. Kansas City wheat for July down 5.75 at 638.25, and September down 6.75 at 644.5. In the oats market, July oats down 9.25 at 304 even, and September down 6.75 at 322.75. In the bean market, July beans down 3.25 at 1119.5, and August down 1.75 at 1126.5. Soybean meal for July down $1.20 at 310 cents, and August down $1.30 at 300 even. Soybean oil for July up $1.55 at 71.24, and August up $1.24 at 69.67. In the canola market, July canola up $10 at 736 even, and November up $11.40 at 744.50. In the cotton market, July cotton down $1.25 at 74.80, and December down 24 cents at 79.43. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up 15 cents at $100.77, and December up 17 cents at $100.52. The euro for September is down to $1.14, and December is slightly down as well at $1.15. And the Japanese yen for September is up to 62 cents, and December is up to 62 cents, but pushing to 63. Taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 runs out of steam, falls into the red as big tech and SpaceX both struggle. The Dow Jones is up 160 points at 51,725. The S&P 500 down 25 points at 7,475. And the NASDAQ down 311 points at 26,206. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Check out the all-new 2026 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. They have a 1500 model RST, a 1500 model LTZ71 package, and a 1500 model High Country Edition with the Z71 package. Plus a 26 Chevy Colorado, it's a four-wheel drive Trail Boss, priced under $45,000.
It's one of the largest flea markets in Nebraska. It's a tradition. The 54th annual Pioneer Shrine Club Flea Market, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the beautiful City Park in Fairbury. This three-day extravaganza has everything you could ever want in a flea market. Food available, no admission. Don't miss the 56th annual Pioneer Shrine Club Flea Market, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the City Park in Fairbury.
Now, with tech shares, specifically SpaceX, struggling, the S&P has opened the trading week lower. The index was off 0.3% this morning, while the NASDAQ was down 0.1%. The Dow was bucking the trend, climbing 173 points to start the week. Peace talks between the U.S. and Iran appear to have yielded at least one concession from the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says production, delivery, and sale of Iranian oil will be allowed through August. Longtime Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan noticed the maestro has died at home from complications of Parkinson's. He was appointed to the chairmanship in 1987 by President Reagan and held the job until 2006. He was 100 when he died. As students relish a few months away from the classroom, Walmart is already discounting back-to-school dorm furniture and electronics. Amazon, meanwhile, is highlighting some back-to-school Prime Day deals that begin tomorrow. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
When we support local, we don't mean just businesses. Marysville has events, activities, and the hometown feel you want all year long. We love supporting local, and you should too. Next time you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful local Marysville businesses.
The Habitat Thrift Shop in Marysville turns your gently used and donated items into homes in our local communities. Check out our Facebook page, Marysville Habitat Thrift Shop, for daily sales. We welcome volunteers and are looking for dedicated board members. Stop by the shop at 2006 Center Street and say hi.
At Sunflower Community Credit Union, our mission is in our name. With programs like Debit for a Difference and Save at School, community success is our success. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you become a member and an owner, not just a number. Become a part of a financial family at Sunflower Community Credit Union Marysville, committed to your success and the success of the community.
Dive into adventure at Blue River Eye Care's Under the Sea Kids Vision Day. Join us June 29th from 3 to 7 p.m. for an afternoon packed with snacks, prizes, games, and ocean-themed fun. Eye exams are free for kids age 0 to 5 and just $50 for ages 6 to 10. Give us a call at 562-2631 to schedule your appointment for Kids Vision Day at Blue River Eye Care, located in downtown Marysville.
A strong local economy starts with you. Support local all year long by keeping your dollars here at home, build relationships, and help grow your community in a meaningful way. Supported by One Marysville and KNDY.
Blue Valley Door invites listeners to Beatrice Homestead Days starting on June 27th. Come have some fun. From Blue Valley Door in Beatrice, we serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers. Professional barber stylist is excited for Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 27th. There will be activities for the whole family, including a car show, parade, good food, and much more for everyone to enjoy. From professional barber stylists in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.